Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Dir Shumishman Simin Vav Sifkotin Tes. Simin Vav Sifkotin Tes, year number 17. It's Hey Adar Beis, Tashin Pei Beis, March 8, 2022. And once again, chapter 6, number 9, by the Mishnah Brura. So we're going to first begin from the words of the Mechaber in the beginning of Sif Beis. And in the beginning of Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Yesh noigin lahamtin levarich anotilos yadayim ad boyim lebeis haknesses. There are those that wait. There are those that wait to make the brach of anotilos yadayim ad boyim lebeis haknesses until they come to shul. Umisadrim oisoi imshar habrachos, and they organize and recite the brachos of Asher Yotzar and anotilos yadayim together with the rest of the brachos. However, we mentioned that Bnei Sfarad does not do this. They do not wait to make all the brachas in shul. Now we pick up here in the Mishra Sifkat in Tes. The Mishra says that the conclusion of the Achreinim is to take the approach of the Mechaber, not to wait to make all the brachas in the shul. We had mentioned by the Yeki Mahalach Minog, it is to, and they have who to rely on. Generally speaking, we don't have the Chazan getting up in shul and starting to say, Anot Yisadayim, Asher Yotzar. I personally have never seen this. You've never seen this. But you speak to the Yekis, and they say, of course we've seen this. But that's not the general custom. And that's what the Mishmur says over here. El Miyad, but rather, immediately after you wash your hands, you should make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Ach, however, in beis shenoytel yodav v'tzarich l'nekavav, if at the time when the person washes his hands, which is very common, the person wakes up in the morning and he has to use the restroom, shafilu b'divrei Torah aser. In that case, it's aser in divrei Torah. V'afilu yochol lahamid asmiyad parso. And even if a person can hold himself back from using the restroom until a parsa. Parsa is the amount of time it takes to travel, 72 minutes. So basically, parsa is 72 minutes, right? The zman is 72 minutes. Even a person can hold himself back from going to the bathroom for 72 minutes. Nonetheless, ein lo davarich al-antilos yadayim, actually has its rachov. Person should not make the brach of al-antilos yadayim until he uses the restroom, which is the common practice. You wake up in the morning, if you have the water by your bed, you wash three times in each hand over there, or like Minega Gro, four times each, then use the restroom, then you come out, you wash again. Now, if at that point in time you're going to go to Daven right away, then you could already start making the brachas, and you should make the brachas right there in your house. You make the bracha al Tzivos Hadayim, make the bracha of Asher Yotzer, Elokai Neshama, and you could also make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah as well. Now, if you are going to be learning or saying Tehillim and this and that, and we discussed that in that case, you should wait to go to the restroom again before davening, and then make the bracha of Alantil Sadayim, wash again, and make the bracha of Alantil Sadayim at that point in time. Yivarach Alantil Sadayim Ashi Yotze. V'ayin l'kamon v'simin tzadi beisif sif alif v'agob mishtur Hashem. Take a look earlier in Simin Dalit. Fine. Shekasavnu, we said in the name of the Chayyadim. This is the halacha l'maisa, like we just spoke out. V'shem Chayyadim, shelechad chilo yoyser toiv. If you underline in your sefer, this is something to underline. Yoyser toiv lehantin milavarich al netilas yadayim ad la'achar sheminaka atmai v'roitze lispal. It's better, it's the ideal approach, and this is the third or fourth time the Mishra has said this already, to wait and wash your hands right before you go daven. Then you fulfill the opinion according to everyone. Then he says, take a look in the Be'er Halacha over there. The Toiv, Shekasadu Toiv, She'oz Yisader, Achar Birchas Anotil Sadayim, Ashi Yotzar, Gam Shar Birchas Hashach. It's appropriate that you should also say the other brachas after Al Tzadayim, in other words, Asher Yotzar, And then we're going to also learn that you want to connect Elokai Neshama to Ashi Yatzar, because Elokai Neshama does not start with a bracha. It doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokai Neshama. So you want to have a bracha smucha l'chaverta, a bracha close to its friend, meaning that since Elokai Neshama does not begin with the Baruch Atah, so you want to finish saying Ashi Yatzar, you want to finish saying Ashi Yatzar, which concludes the Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Then you want to go right into Elokai Neshama. That's how many places say to do it. If you notice, you'll tell me, wait a minute, my Siddur doesn't have that. You look in the article Siddur, and it doesn't do like that. So you say, well, my Siddur does do like that, because you might be using a Mitzvah Siddur or any other of the other wonderful Siddurim. So why the article chose to write in that approach of Ashiyatzar, Birchas HaTorah, and Elokai Neshama, they have who to rely on. Their place can say like that also. The other place can say, no, better to put Anfil Sadayim, Ashiyatzar, Elokai Neshama, and then Birchas HaTorah. Okay. Each one is appropriate. There are those that say you benefit more by saying Ashiyatzar and then following that right away with Elokai Neshama. And that's what the Mishmur says, the Chayadim is talking about, that you know, right before davening, you're going to use the restroom again, you're going to wash up, wash your hands, in that case, say your Al Tilas Adayim right then, right before davening. The Ma'aser Rav also, we learned earlier, said that the correct approach is like the Chayadim is saying, that Mahalich of washing right before you go daven. However, a person who follows the approach of the Shari Tshuva, that he makes the bracha immediately right after he washes, he also has who to rely on. And the explanation for that, in other words, he makes the bracha al-til sadayim, but he's not going to, and he washes and makes the bracha al-til sadayim right away, even though he's not going to daven right away, unless he's going to learn, which is great, he's going to say tilum, which is great, before davening. He also has who to rely on, because we had learned that that's also going to connect your washing to the davening, right? You're washing your hands, making the bracha, even though if it's a half an hour before davening, or 45 minutes before davening, an hour before davening, we did say from the rush that's still considered to be a preparation for your davening. Remember we saw this in Siman Dalet. Okay, Sif Katin Yud. The Ramah says back on the top of the page, V'al kol panim lo yivarech shtei pa'amim. Now, these 5-6 words is more of a title, like a kaiseris, a topic that he's discussing now, where he says, only make the bracha once. Either he explains, Omishim avarucham bebeisoy, person who makes the bracha in his house, lo yivarech, the basic nesses. He should not be making the bracha in the basic nesses, in the shul. Omi v'cheinishim avaruchom v'basic nesses. The person is making the bracha in the basic nesses. Lo yivarech v'basic. He should not make the bracha in his house. It's one or the other. You don't make the bracha twice. Okay. Says the Mishra Sifkot in Yod, shem avaruchom v'basic. Ayin v'magin avram v'prime godim v'shari achreinim sheskimu da'afilu shlich tzibon. Shabeirich bebeisai, even if Shlech Tziba, they made the bracha bebeisai in his house. Shuv lo yivarech bebeisak neses. He should not make the bracha on the beisak neses. Shuv lo yivarech bebeisak neses. De biyameinu akol bekiyim. V'cholech nevarech la'atzmai. V'ein roi tzilatzis v'berichas ha-Shlech Tziba. Okay. So, the chazen. Let's say we're talking about the types of shuls that the custom by them is that the chazan says Asha Yotzar out loud when he starts davening. If he made the bracha of Asha Yotzar in his house, he should make sure not to be the one to say the Asha Yotzar in the shul. And that's what the Mishmur says that Ramah is referring to as well. Because he already said the bracha of Asha Yotzar. And he says, the biyameinu hakol bekiyim. People could read and say Ashiyotza themselves. What's his point in that? Because he's saying that, let's say a person is not a baki. Let's say people don't know how to say Ashiyotza. So in that case, there's a leniency that perhaps, even though you already said Ashiyotzer in your house, in that case, you might be permitted to say Ashiyotzer again for the people who don't know how to say Ashiyotzer. But to that, the Mishmur says, no, nowadays, Hakol Bekiyim. Everyone's an expert. And therefore, V'chol Echad Mevarech La'atzma, each person makes the bracha by himself. V'ein Roitzeh Lotzeis V'birchas Ashiyotzer. It's interesting words here. And he says, V'ein Roitzeh, he doesn't want to be yotze with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. It's not just he's not interested, you know, he's not thinking about it. So he doesn't want, he wants to make a bracha himself. It's an interesting lashon the Mishnah was using here. Now, listen to the case now. What happens if you have a scenario we'll get to shortly where you have a regular chazan? It's a chazan kavua. It's not so common in this generation. This I haven't seen too much either. We have what's called a chazan kavua. We'll get to later on another 50, what's around 50 simanim, and we'll see they used to have one person was always, not just in Shabbos, he's always the chazan, every single day. Let's say he had a chazan kavua. And he went, and he already used the basic key, saying he already said Ashiyotzer in his house. And he made a mistake, he forgot. He's human. Now he wants to say Ashiyotzer also in shul. But we just learned now how to do that. We're going to see in Eitza how it could work out that he'll be permitted to make the bracha Ashiyotzer a second time, even though he already said the bracha the first time. Okay? So let's continue inside. In places where the chazan says all the brachas out loud of the tzibur, like in our place, that's what they do. It's interesting, it says only by Yom Neroim, that they make all the brachas out loud. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So he says all the brachas Netilas Yadayim say through. Make sure you don't make these brachas in your house, because you're making them on Yom Neroim, at least in those places, out loud. Now, what happens if you already made those brachas in your house? Now you come to shul. You have two possibilities. First one, Yirei Levakish Le'echad Me'ashayim. Shadain loy beruch sheyachav lotzis bebechosay. So what he says like this. Let's give names here. Reuven is the chazan. Reuven is the regular chazan, and he normally makes the brachas of Ashiyotzer and Tzadayim. He makes them out loud in the shul. But he already did this in his house, and we're learning that Rama told us you either make it once in your house or once in shul, but not both places. So what should he do? If he gets to shul, he goes over to a friend of his and says to him, did you make the bracha of Antil Sadai? And he says, no, I didn't. He says, okay. So he says, Shimon, Reuven's talking now. Reuven says, Shimon, I'm going to make the bracha of Antil Sadai. I'm going to have you in mind, Mashiach, all these brachas, I'm going to have you in mind, and then you'll be Yaitzei these brachas through me making them. And that works. That works. It takes care of the problem of the fact that he already made the brachas in his house and he wants to make the brachas for the tzibur. So let's read the words inside now. We are in the second column, second line down from the top in the Mishnah Berurah. Yireh levakish le'echad me'ashayim. He should go over and find Shimon, one of the shayim, one of the listeners, she'adayin loy beiruch, that did not make a bracha yet. She chavin lotzis b'bechosoi, and should have an intention to be yaitzei with his brachos. He says further, ach oz yezora shatz mo'id la'shmiya kol loshin ha'bracha. V'loi k'moy sh'noigin ve'ezim mokim sh'ashatz ma'shmiya rak loshin t'chilas ha'bracha v'soifah. The kevin shekavanosu oz b'ha bracha l'hoitzi Sarich Hashemeya L'Shmeya Kol Loshin Abracha. So what he's saying is like this. That since, you know, sometimes you go to shul, and I give you an example, by Maidim Derabbanan. Maidim Derabbanan was established that everyone should give that special extra, I don't want to call it extra, but It's an extra emphasis of Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. And you find sometimes there's a mistake that happens. I don't think it's the most correct approach, that the Chazan will start Moedim Anachnu, then he's quiet, and then maybe he says the last two, three words of the Moedim Rabbanan. Right? So if you're expressing Hakaras HaTov to Hashem, right? So you want to say everything out loud. Well, why are they doing the first and then the last? Well, what is this? Right? You want to show, you want to say thank you in every single way possible. So says the Mishnah over here, if you are being mighty him, if Reuven is being mighty Shimon with the bracha, make sure you don't just say the first part of the bracha and the last part of it. Make sure you say every single word. That's what you have to make sure you're doing, to make sure that you want to say the brachas out loud, to be mighty him. The kevin shekavanasi oz b'habrach lahoitzi, since your intention with the bracha is to be mighty Shimon with these brachas, tzarich hashemeya l'shmeya kol loshin the bracha. The shemeya has to hear the whole entire bracha. Okay. Sif katin yud aleph says the Ramah. Va'afilu b'chay gavna yesh noyegin l'sadrum im shah brachas v'esek neses v'eim avarchim v'esem. He says, even in such a scenario, you have sometimes people will be misader, will say all of these brachas, im shah brachas v'esek neses v'eim avarchim v'esem, and they won't make the brachas in their house. Says the B'nishu Sif Konir Alef, ha'inu mashu noyegin roif ha'moyin ha'om. This is what many people do. So now he's discussing, giving an example that before you know it, even though we're now approaching Purim and Pesach, Habolin, Lotoiva, before you know it, 6 months from now, Mitzvah Hashem, we get ready for Yom Narayim, Rosh Hashanah, and start Elul, and start Slichas, and by Sfardim, of course, beginning of Elul, not just 4 days before or just a week before. So, he says like this: the shomas kirin kam sukim va'achak kach mevarach until the sadaim bechus ha'tayra. What happens is many people wake up very early to recite slichas, and they mention many psukim, and then afterwards, after slichas, then they wash until the sadaim and then bechus ha'tayra. So how could that be? They said psukim. What's going on? So, step number one, that these psukim that were said before Berachas HaTorah, during Slichas, it's not the end of the world. It's not the biggest problem, right? You say, wait a minute, you can't say psukim without saying Berachas HaTorah, right? Because it wasn't said on a level of limud ha'Torah, of learning Torah. It was said derech tefila v'tachnunim, of davening and supplication. So it was said in a different approach. That being the case, it's not such a problem. And I'll give you another example. After Moed Ani, so what do? We wash Negel Vas. Then what do? We get up, and sometimes we try to say the psukim Reishis Chach Meiris Hashem. Now you said this after you wash Negel Vaser, but you didn't say Berachas HaTorah yet, but you say Psukim. How could you say Psukim? So the same answer. We apply the same answer. It's Derech Tefila. It's Derech Tachnunim. It's not because you're learning Torah now. You're not analyzing Reishis Chachma, looking at the Rashi and Mefarshim on this. No. You're saying Derech Tefila. However, Ach, Le'in Netila Sedayim, in regards to Netila Sedayim, he says, it's not so posh in regards to this Netilas Yadayim. If you're washing, and then you say Slichas, and then you make the Bracha, it's not so posh if you take that approach, if you do that approach. It's not necessarily the best approach. Therefore, V'eskimo achreinim sh'loi lasos kein. Ela yesh levarech bebeisoi, miyad bekumoi, v'shuv, ein levarech al Netilas Yadayim, v'beisek neses. Oishe beis kumoi loyvarech alantil sedayim ela achad gemar haslichos Yivdoik atzma on the cover of Ayatul Mayim Yishashif. Vos Yavarach Anotilos Yadayim, Vashi Yotzar, Yispal al Kamosh Kasavnu, al El Vishem Chayadim. So, therefore, in the last four lines on the left column over here on the page, Asif Kadnir Aleph, the Mishru says, the best approach is like this. Don't create washing your hands, say slichas, and then make the bracha later. Therefore, wash your hands, make the bracha until the sadaim, go to shul, then you say slichas. If you can, it's even better to say berachas atay beforehand, even though you're saying the psukim derech fila and tachnunim. There are those that still say it's best to say berachas atay beforehand, before slichas. The mayas, if you didn't, you have definitely who to rely on. And he says here that if you didn't, if you didn't make the bracha antes adayim when you woke up, but only after slichas, use the restroom again, right? Use the restroom, and then make the bracha antes adayim, and then shiyatzar, and then davin, like we just said from the chayaldim. So there's a good point that Gadali just mentioned, that if
can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm going to say it right now. That if you are saying slichas, I don't like to use the term saying slichas, you don't say slichas, you ask slichas. The Dachit Shuvah of Yaakov Naim is that Tzal, and the Musa Sefer, he says, you don't say slichas. You don't say forgiveness. But if you're asking Hashem for forgiveness, okay, it comes out like that. Before dawn, which is very common in many places, they have to go to work, people have to go to work early in the morning. So, it's better not to make the bracha before dawn of Alti L'Sedayim, because now it's going to be for the davening afterwards or the next day, so to say, right? That's what you're pointing out, right?
Exactly.
Right, so that's why you want to wash Negev Asher, of course, but the bracha, the suggestion is to use the basic kisa, use the restroom, again before davening, wash your hands, and then you will make the bracha at that second time. Okay, I want to share with you some practical questions that do come up. First of all, and I'm reading from the different points here from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos. The first question is like this. What's the category of the bracha we're discussing here? Is this a berachas hanenin? Is this a berachas hashavach? Berachas hanenin, a bracha of hana, that you get praise. Now, sorry, they get enjoyment out of. Or is a berachas hashevach, or is a berachas a praise to Hashem? Now, what's a nafkamina? What's the practical difference? So, let's see right now. He brings here from the Poskim that the bracha of Ashiyotzar is ikra berachas hashevach. Im ikra berachas hashevach ay ki yesh. Okay, fine. So he says, "Mizdabe she'af misha ena chayv bebracha zu." He says, even somebody who's not chayv and makes the bracha, meaning he didn't go to the bathroom. Yochel hoitzi ba'ad ma'achar yedei chavosai. Technically, even someone did not go to the bathroom, he can still make the bracha for someone else. V'yeshay misha yesh the manu mikach. No, ekev achshas shema ikra bechas anen. That's only if it's a bechas a shevach, if it's a praise, if it's a bracha of a praise. You're praising Hashem for the wondrous creation He made. So then you don't have to go to the bathroom and use the bathroom in order to praise Hashem. You're praising Hashem. Someone else used the restroom. Or is there Bechas and Nenin? Now, if it's a bracha of Hana, in other words, enjoyment, pleasure, when the person has a clean body now, then She'ei Moitzi Mi She'ei Nechayuba. Then you can't be mighty to someone who's not chayiv in it. So then you can't make it for someone else just because, you know, it depends on the category. That's step number one. Number two is like this. We discuss now the importance of this bracha. The importance of this bracha. V'yesh b'bracha zu, excuse me, soidois u'remozim amukim. Secrets and hints, very deep hints. V'ho'imra v'kavana. And one who says Ashiyatza with kavana. Sigulasa gedoyle mo'id. You say the word skula, and all of a sudden people's eyes, you know, wow, it's like skula is, you know, the gematria of winning lottery. Winning lottery, you know, if you work it out somehow, you figure it out, let me know how that works out. But skula gets people. To be healthy. And he brings here from the very chosh of a sefer, Seder Hayoim. It's a thin sefer, which is quoted numerous times throughout by the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah. In regards to Anzidah Sedaim, he says, V'yivaruch oisa bekavon. Make the bracha bekavon. V'yoymar mila b'mila. And say word for word, one word at a time. First is Anti Sadaim, and then say Shayatzar Sa'odam Bechachu. Vimha Adam Yeshalim be Dayosov, Umchalkel be Mishpat Dvorov, Lo Yechla Koyomov, Lo Yitzarich El Raifa, Lo Yerufuaisov. If a person is, you have to know what it means, Shalom be Dayosov, Umchalkel be Mishpat. I believe what he's saying is he's doing everything Kohagin as a proper Yid. Okay? He will not need any doctors. A way to mechazik a person in refuah, so you could start bottling up. You take the brach of Ashiyotz and put it in the paper, and you tell somebody, you don't sell to them, it's not nice, right? You don't make money like that. Say, here's vitamins, school of vitamins. He opens it up, pulls out the Ashiyotz chart, says, oh, it's amazing. Bodik menusa, it works. It works. Okay? V'lo yechle kol yomo v'lo yitztarech l'raifei l'rifoyosa v'inkein v'adai roi l'varech v'kavana gemura v'vedas shleima l'raifei chol basar umachli la'asais. And we should make sure to have proper kavana to the roifei chol basar, to the doctor that heals all basar, meaning HaKadosh Baruch. Now that's just a little drop in the bucket of discussing the importance of saying this bracha b'kavana. Now, we're saying that the Baruch of Ashiyotzar is a Berachas Shevach. Shevach means praise, right? So let's say you hear thunder and lightning. What do? You stand to make the Baruch. Right? There are those that stand to make the Baruch because it's Berachas Shevach, right? So too, he brings over here that the Chatchila, a person should be standing when he says the bracha of Ashiyotzar, for the same reason. And he also brings that, this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman did as well. Now listen, if you tell me you have more kavan when you sit down from looking inside, okay, I'm saying, but the ma'isa, since we're defining the category, as we said earlier, is it a shavach or is it bechz nenin? They're both sides of the coin. Therefore he says to say it standing. Shikvai nigeid yodov, you already washed and dried your hands for the kli, fine. He says, don't get involved with anything else until you say Ashiyotzar. Now, what should a person do if he's not sure he said Ashiyotzar? Sabik brachas lahakal, you cannot make another bracha. I actually once had a tzaddik. This person, mamish, was a tzaddik because it could be embarrassing. And I remember in yeshiva, came out from the basic kisei. Person had a little smile on his face. He saw me wash my hands. He says, could you have me in mind with Ashiyotzar? He's not sure. Either he's not sure if he made the bracha. Let's say he came out and somebody said hello to him and he starts talking. Did I make the bracha? He says, I'm always mocking to make the bracha. What, right? He doesn't know. Or maybe he's not sure if he used the restroom, if he's obligated to make a bracha. So he's wondering, did something come out from his body or not? So the bottom line is, when a person has even a drop of Meirat Lion come out, when he's trying to release fluid, then he's obligated to make a bracha. So I didn't ask him what his suffix was. That wasn't my point. My job was to help him out. Now, if a person sometimes has a drop come out when he's sitting down or throughout the day, he does not make Ashiyotzar because that is not what he's trying to do. Sometimes it happens to a person. Okay, but when he's trying to relieve himself, he makes bracha Ashiyotzar, even the smallest amount. So a person is besupuk, he should ask someone else to make them be mighty him. Now, he cannot make a bracha stam, because in the besupuk he said bracha lahakil. But, it, you know, he brings here,
In Berachas Abayis, Shal Lamed Gimel, he brings to say that he should go to the basic Isi again. I mean, the Mice, that doesn't take away that Safek.
Right.
If he was, you could only make one Nashi Yotza for one time. If he really had to, he just lost it. Two small points over here. Very important. Person comes out, let's say he's in the middle of davening. He has to use the basic Isi. He goes to the basic Isi, comes back out, and what happens is, he hears Kedusha. When? In the middle of Ashi Yotzah. So what does he do? Does he answer to Kedusha? Does he answer to Kaddish? So it says like this. The Chayodim Klal HaYisif Yedgimel says that since Ashi Yotzah has called a Bracha Arucha, if a person hears Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu in the middle of Ashi Yotzah, Rishoy LaHasik Kifidin Emsa Perik. He is permitted to stop in the middle of Ashi Yotzar, and answer to Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu, just like if he would be in the middle of a paragraph of Shema, and he hears Kaddish, Kedush. Now, when you say Kaddish, we're not going into all details, but it's only Kaddish, 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 like this we will. Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Hu Voig, but not Yimloich and not Nekaddish.
Right.
Okay? And Mr. Shem, we will continue with Sif Gimel tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.